And joining us to talk about the latest financial news and how some things in Washington quickly affect us around here, John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Well, this morning we do have just an avalanche of economic news. This is stuff that would have come out later in the week, but it's a short week. And, of course, usually on Thursdays we talk about first-time claims for unemployment benefits because we continue to talk about that magic word, jobs. And we see that that number was up some over the last week. It was 393,000 people filing for the first time last week, but that is still below the $400,000 number. Durable goods, something that we're very interested in our listing area. Durable goods numbers for the month, down 0.7%. But if you take out transportation orders, they were actually up 0.7%. Last month, they had revised the number to make it even worse. Last month, durable goods were down 0.6%. They revised that to down 1.5%. So durable goods numbers pretty soft. And then we also saw numbers on personal income. That number was up 0.4%, which isn't bad, but personal spending was only up 0.1%. So it still shows softness and a gap between, of course, income and spending. And we know that, of course, this week we had something that everybody should have expected, and that was the failure of the, quote, super committee. I have trouble using that word super relative to committee of Congress, frankly, as most people do. But anyway, we know they failed. They couldn't come up with a compromise for cutting $1.5 trillion of the deficit over the next 10 years. Well, we're already potentially seeing some impact of that because we know that what will happen is the automatic trigger will kick in, and half of those cuts have to come from defense spending over the next 10 years. Well, we're seeing it two ways, and we'll talk about the local implication. United Technologies, which among other things makes Black Hawk helicopters, has said they expect to lay off about 3% of their workforce, and then you probably saw the news that potentially the 188th tactical unit here at the Fort Smith Airport is perhaps on the board for a cut. You say, how could they make that decision already? Well, clearly they've known this has been coming, so there's some contingency plans. We don't know that that'll happen, but you'll read about that in the local media, so having an effect already. And in terms of Greece, we know that the ground zero for the problem we're having right now with the financial markets is really not the super committee's failure, which was expected. It's what's going on in Greece and in Italy, and et cetera. Well, Greece has been given a 20-day calendar. The EU says they've got 20 days to give written pledges that they're going to back those agreed-upon austerity measurements, and you know you have a new government in Greece, and they've given them 20 days, and then by the middle of December, they're going to, if they don't do something, they're going to default on $2.8 billion or euros of bonds, and they can't pay their pensions or their salaries to their government workers. One bit of good news this morning, John Deere reporting numbers that were quite good. Profit up 46%, also beat the street. Sales up 20%, and it's interesting where it's coming from. It's coming from U.S. farmers. They say that U.S. farmers use cash from rising corn and soybean prices to buy high horsepower tractors and combines, and the USDA says they expect U.S. farm income to jump 31% this year over last year. And, of course, we know that with farmers, that's the riskiest business you can get, and it's riskier than being in the stock market.
Yeah, it sure is. It's a risky business. Looks like a little risky around here with our 188th Air Guard. And, John, you know, you look at that, and you just hope that once these decisions are made, they're not political based on how much support in a given state a certain party has or doesn't have, you know?
Well, and you know, they salvaged the mission out there once before, you know, when they went from what was the F-16s to the A-10, so maybe we'll survive again.
Hope so. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, sir. And John wishes that for everybody out there listening to our program. He's with Stern, AG, and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can call John to get some information from him concerning your finances. And that number is 782-2527, 479-782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.